proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast. With this session, we conclude our study on the adages of Agur as contained in Proverbs chapter 30. Agur wrapped up his discourse by cautioning Ithiel and Ucal against intemperate actions. Quote, "If thou hast done foolishly in lifting up thyself, or if thou hast thought evil, lay thine hand upon thy mouth," unquote. The first portion of that sentence dealt with pride. Throughout the book of Proverbs, Solomon had made many observations about that particular sin. According to the 6th chapter of Proverbs, pride constituted one of the 7 abominations which God declared that he hated. Solomon reiterated that point in Proverbs chapter 8, when wisdom stated that, quote, "Pride and arrogancy and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate," unquote. Solomon also spoke about the adverse consequences of pride. Pride brought shame, as noted in Proverbs chapter 11. In Proverbs chapter 13, Solomon observed that pride resulted in contention. Invariably, according to Proverbs chapter 16, quote, "Pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall," unquote. Agur also warned Ithiel and Ucal against harboring evil thoughts. Solomon did likewise in Proverbs chapter 15, when he wrote that, quote, "The thoughts of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord," unquote. According to Isaiah chapter 59, the wicked man generated, quote, "thoughts of iniquity," unquote. Evil thoughts will soon manifest themselves in evil deeds. Jesus Christ condemned certain scribes, according to Matthew chapter 19. Jesus Christ condemned certain scribes, according to Matthew chapter 9, for allowing their inward thoughts to manifest itself in blasphemous speech. The Savior expounded on that idea in the 15th chapter of Matthew's Gospel, when he linked evil thoughts with evil deeds. Quote, "For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies," unquote. Rather than allowing pride and evil thoughts to take roots in their hearts, Agur advised others to repress such things. Instead, he recommended that they follow the example of Job, as recorded in the 40th chapter of that book. When standing ashamed before God, Job replied to God, quote, "Behold, I am vile. What shall I answer thee? I will lay mine hand upon my mouth," unquote. Agur cited 2 examples connected with permitting anger to cause discord. He said, quote, "Surely the churning of milk bringeth forth butter, and the wringing of the nose bringeth forth blood. So the forcing of wrath bringeth forth strife," unquote. The word churning described the process whereby an individual agitates a barrel of milk, or cream, to produce butter. Wringing the nose, for example, involves pinching and twisting that part of the body until the nose bleeds. In past times, someone who engaged in that action did so in order to humiliate his victim. Proverbs connected wrath and strife in Proverbs 15. Paul catalogued anger and strife amongst the works of the flesh in Galatians chapter 5. Whenever an individual allows his wrath to agitate him, that anger will inevitably transform into open conflict. This concludes the adages of Agur. The Bible reveals little about the man himself, but reveals a great deal about his thinking process. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.